keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A single car crash in Shawnee County claims the lone driver. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says 71-year-old Ronald W. Hustand of Topeka was found dead due to injuries caused by a single car crash late Tuesday afternoon. Hustand was driving his Ford Ranger southbound on U.S. 75 when he suddenly ran off the road to the right, flew into the ditch, and came to rest in a creek bed. KHP and the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office and conducted an investigation into the cause of the crash. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
10 people will be inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame this August, including NFL MVP running back Larry Brown, who also played for Dodge City Community College and Kansas State. Bob Lutz will also be inducted. He's the founder of League 42, an urban youth baseball organization in Wichita named in honor of Jackie Robinson. Former Kansas football head coach Mark Mangino will be inducted as well. He was also an assistant at K-State under Bill Snyder. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of this year, eliminating many beneficial provisions for farmers and ranchers.
A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
That's Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau. He says letting the act expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
If nothing is done, there will be a tax increase at the end of the year that will hit farmers and ranchers in the pocketbooks. Overall, ag will be taxed tens of billions of dollars more than they otherwise would, and we need to make sure that Congress does its job and makes these tax reforms permanent.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A fire weather watch begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows around 58, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 52.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
With the 26th pick in the 2025 WNBA Draft, the Seattle Storm select Serena Sundell, Kansas State University.
That was Kansas State women's basketball star guard Serena Sundell being selected in the third round of the 2025 WNBA draft with the 26th pick by the Seattle Storm. The Maryville, Missouri native was among 15 players invited to attend the draft at the Shed in Hudson Yards, New York. She was the first pick of the third round. She's also the ninth player in Kansas State history to be selected in the WNBA draft. Although projected to be drafted just after Sundell, Tamira Poindexter was never drafted, but she did on Tuesday sign a free agent contract with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. She is the fourth player in program history to sign a free agent WNBA deal. In her lone season in Manhattan, she garnered all Big 12 third team honors, registering 451 points, averaging 12.5 per game on a career high 45.5% from the field. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
It was a great day for a track meet at Smith Center as the annual Redmond Relays were held. The Beloit Lady Trojans and the Smith Center Boys captured the championships in each division of girls and boys. Beloit girls scored 158 points, Marysville 66.5, Ogden 62, Norton 55, Thayer Central 44, Smith Center 40, Russell 33.5, Hill City 22, Phillipsburg 18, St. John 16, Republic County 15, Tipton 15, Pike Valley 13. On the boys' side, Smith Center won with 98 points, beating Norton 80.5, Phillipsburg 70.5, Beloit 69, St. John's 54, Republic County 42, Thayer Central 38, Hill City 36, Thunder Ridge 20, Marysville 17, and Tipton 6 points. For the Beloit Lady Trojans, their dominance in the throwing events continued again as Brecken Sophia Thompson won the high jump 5'4", tied a meet record. Brecken Boudreaux won the long jump 17-4. Tatum Seifert won the shot put and discus 42-9-7. 0.75 discus, 138 feet, 8 inches, 4x100 relay team, Pruitt Gray, Ledwood Boudreaux, 51.35. Ashton Loomis won the pole vault, 10'6". Scarlett Ledwig won the 300-meter hurdles, 49.19. Silver medalist, Autumn Lorenz, long jump, 16 feet, 3 inches. Scarlett Ledwig, 100-meter hurdle, 17.05. Addie Budke, shot put, 40 feet, 9¾ inches. Bentley Pruitt, pole vault, 9'6". And the freshman 4x400 relay team of McMillan, Richards, Kimmer, and Raby in 4.550. Bronze medalists included Dakota Gray in the long jump, 5'10", and the 200-meter dash, 28.16. Brecken Boudreaux was third in the 100-meter dash, 13.48. And Samantha Thompson was third in the discus with 114.6. On the boys' side, the Trojan team took fourth place. Gold medalists were Eli Johnson, shot put, 55 feet, 3 inches, and discus, 154 feet, 3 inches, which leads all classes in the state of Kansas in the discus. Brooks Jones continues his excellence in the javelin, winning with a throw of 190 feet, 2 inches. Second place in the pole vault, John Lomax, 11 feet, 6 inches. Third place in the shot put, 51 feet, 3.5 inches. Brody Boudreaux, freshman 4x100 relay team of Lund, LaPond, Fallis, and Mast, 51.7. Jacob Hand was third in 300-meter hurdles, 43.2, and the freshman 4x400 relay team of LaPond, Fallis, Mast, and Mears of 4 minutes, 13 seconds, and 4 seconds won the freshman relay. Other individual results from the area. Boys 800, Mason Annex of Smith Center won it. Gavin Hickert won the 3,200-meter on the boys' side. 4x100 relay team, Smith Center won the boys. 4x100 throwers relay on the boys' side, Smith Center won it. 4x400 relay team of Smith Center won it. 4x800 team from Smith Center won it. In the triple jump, it was St. John's Beloit, Edward Herenick winning the triple jump. Individual girls from the area, Addison Poor won the 800-meter run from Osborne, and Madison Howland from Smith Center continued to dominate in the 1600 and 3200, and Alexis Kelch had a career best in the javelin to win that. Minneapolis Invitational Golf yesterday, not many scores yet, but I can tell you that Beloit has won back-to-back Minneapolis Invitational Championships. Luke Cheney was fifth. In the Osborne Invitational Golf Meet held yesterday at Osborne, Plainville shot 330, Fellsburg 349, Hill City 356, Lakeside 374, Trigo 380, Logan 420, Smith Center 421, and St. John's Beloit 442. Gabe Smith from Lakeside was the only area golfer in the top 10, placing 7th with an 86. This has been John Bowden for KD 94.1, Z96.3 Sports.
Recognizing a stroke can save lives. Remember the acronym FAST: face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911. If you notice these signs, act fast. I'm Dr. Justin Obermeller, a family care provider at Smith County Family Practice, reminding you that every second counts. After receiving emergency care, contact your provider for follow-up care. The healthcare providers at Smith County Family Practice are here for you. Call 785-282-6834 to learn more.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.